Adam Townsend, "They Are Attacking Breitbart Because It Refuses to Comply with Thought Reform." By Robert Krajicek on June 17, 2021. Leftists in government, news media, and other fields disparage Breitbart News for refusal to comply with coordinated manufacturing of consent across the public. Investor Adam Townsend said during a Wednesday live stream with Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow, author of Breaking the News, Exposing the Establishment Media's Hidden Deals and Secret Corruption. Townsend highlighted the New York Times 1619 project as an example of how leftist news media seek to cultivate a sense of guilt among Americans for the purposes of emotional blackmail in a political context. Major media, liberal media, requires this kind of death and rebirth that Breitbart News refuses to comply with, which is that there has to be some type of an establishment of guilt, he stated. It's a message of guilt that's existential, it is what the 1619 project was. And it's also very psychologically demanding of a person. And that is, you have to learn how to feel guilty. Then the media perpetuates this, and is persistent with saying, you must learn to feel guilty. Townsend described Breitbart News as a deviation from most news media's uniformity of message in generating guilt within Americans for political exploitation and cultivation of obedience to the state. The 1619 project, he added, laid a narrative foundation for reparations for Black Americans related to slavery. Townsend linked contemporary American leftist politics seeking to guilt and shame Americans into compliance with political orthodoxies to the Chinese Communist Party's use of struggle sessions following the Communists' takeover of China. Once you accept all of this and you do your kind of what might be called struggle sessions, it's not just one struggle session that you have to comply with, he said. It's a whole series, because then it's required that there's this kind of a continual progress, which they would call harmony in the struggle sessions. So part of that struggle session is to literally beat everybody up into that. He concluded, one of the reasons that they're attacking Breitbart News is not necessarily because they're conservative, but they're really not a participant in any of the stages of thought reform. Marla replied, you nailed it. This is a bigger issue than us being right-wing. It's that we're going outside of their channels that they control, and we're having an impact. We're influential, and they want the only people to be influential to be people who go through their club, and their club is with these big corporations. And they know they're not going to be able just to commoditize us and buy us up because of the nature of what our brand is.